Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Right. How you feeling, Penny?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Are you feeling fashion? Do you feel more fashiony during New Zealand Fishing Week?
No.
do you remember a couple of years ago on BFM and we did this whole thing on breakfast was New Zealand Fishing Week? For New Zealand Fishing Week? Remember when I was doing all those nautical jokes?
Let's see what you did.
I'm sure that there's someone out there who thought it was as funny as I did.
Yeah.
There's got to be somewhere. Some poor bugger.
I think that's a really good idea.
Just turn up down to the pavilion down there and all your fishing waders and shit.
Sounds like something.
Some people dress like that anyway.
It sounds like something waders. That another radio station would do though. Take Dry July and
shut
turn
up,
it into yeah, shut up.
Sure. Anyway, whatever, Penny, do your thing.
So I wasn't quite sure what to talk about this week. So
fashion! How about that?
So I walked past the main room of BFM yesterday and did a shout out and got jellies.
Yeah. Who was it? Was Helen? It Sigrid that said that?
Yeah, I think so.
Jellies.
Jellies. First thing I think of is soft tubes.
Hey.
Yeah, true.
Well, think of these on your feet.
Holy hell. Sugary feet.
Yeah, especially with glitter in.
But plastic shoes, is a huge topic, hang on,
let's just get down to what these things are first.
Okay, so it kind of came about like we were talking about Rihanna and Fenty Puma.
Right, of course. What?
Because she's got some new slides coming out and they're jellies.
And what's Fenty Puma the brand?
Fenty is part of her name, part of her real name.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just like her branded.
She's the creative director of this line.
She's a little head.
What?
Her head's a bit little for her body, I think.
Which she's just tiny in general. She's a very petite, beautiful.
She's got a big personality, though.
Oh, my Lord. None of that. Thank
quite
you.
Slutty for 18, too, I must say.
None of that.
So she's been quite successful in selling sneakers, creeper sneakers and things like that. She's got a new cleated creeper that's coming out this week.
What's a what?
A creeper. Cleated creeper, like
I think
a brothel
pleated,
creeper.
And I thought, gosh, that's a bit of some yucky.
Imagine that. There needs to be a pleated sneaker.
Okay, Tim from Project Rulemaking can go, you need to work on your pleats.
Yeah. I had a look at her collection and I was like, whoa, some of that's pretty weird ass.
You know what? All it's going to do is it's going to be okay. She's not genius. She's just putting her name to somebody else's ideas. So just sure, this is where I come from with fashion. I don't even know it's my unique fashion sense. But as two of you who both also dress all in black all the time, what I think about that is I think that she's probably just paying more money for something that's not that great an idea anyway. Move on to someone else. Move on. Find
depends.
A fresh designer. Find a local designer.
You
make, go local.
Yeah,
that's what I reckon.
You do make a salient point with diffusion lines, though. Sometimes they really are. You're just paying for the name. And other times you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of like that you put fur on the shoulder piece of that weird knee thing. Yeah.
What about a
cod pieces are back.
Mesh basketball top with gloves that are... It's still attached to the sleeve. That was
one
such number that I saw that I was like not too impressed.
So let's just recap. That's a mesh basketball top.
Yes.
So netting. Mesh netting, yeah. But one arm? Just the
sleeves,
one arm?
No, both arms.
Both arms?
Both arms still continue on until a glove.
And mesh?
Yes, all mesh.
Right down to the end, tip of the finger.
Tip of the finger, mesh.
What if you needed to text?
Like you can still text with a meshy finger.
What if you needed
to... a little phone, I suppose.
What if you needed to go to the bathroom?
I know.
Why couldn't you go to the bathroom?
Well, I don't think you can do anything on this top.
This is coming from a group of humans who happily support the play suit when you're out and about.
No, I mean,
you girls.
How do you wash your hands?
Well, I mean, you know.
Are you not a hand washer?
Oh, no, I'm a hand washer. Don't worry about that. As you can see, this massive, great big 4.5 litre tub of hand sanitizer there. In fact, we all have a go at that. There we go.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. That's
sanitizing hands on here.
I wonder if we can just like.
99.9% of all germs.
Oh, what's happening to the other ones then?
Just growing.
That's good.
Merging with each other.
Okay, so.
A super germ. No!
There's kind of some kind of different stories around how jellies came about. They debuted. They say that
listen
they,
to a sanitizing.
Yeah. They debuted at the World Fair in 1982. We're in Bloomingdale's.
So they just began in the 80s.
Yeah, but people say that they started around the 60s or 70s, and it's, they kind of think that maybe Brazil was the place that. A guy from Brazil came over and then he kind of like started getting them manufactured. But they became massive in the 80s because you could buy them for less than a US dollar.
Right.
So I know plastic. I had... apparently glitter was the most popular. I had white trellis ones, which I used to wear with my fluoro socks.
White trellis?
Yeah, they look kind of look
isn't
like
the
trellis.
Isn't the trellis
like
a fence?
They're weaves.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so kind of like weaves.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah. I used
to
wear them
see-through black ones, which will probably surprise no one.
Yeah. Did you wear socks with yours?
No.
I hate. See, the thing I don't like about jellies is that they make your feet sweat.
They it certainly don't
welcome
breathe.
Welcome to mop.
Certainly don't breathe.
Yeah.
Why? So I mean, so they don't sound like a particularly functional piece of footwear to me. Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is that they obviously sell. I mean, for me, I'd think that they'd be really amazing.
They're less than
for
a dollar,
children.
Of course, they sell.
Yeah.
You know?
Melissa.
You get two of them at the $2 shop.
Yeah, Melissa, which is probably like the most famous kind of brand.
Melissa.
Yeah, they've done collabs with, like their first collab was with Jean-Paul Gaultier in 1983. And I had Vivienne
that's
Westwood
cool.
ones.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What were his jellies like?
I don't know. I should have a look.
But they're,
yeah,
they're
probably
famous.
They probably corseted.
Probably a little, have a little sailor boy winking on them.
Yeah.
Ahoy,
ahoy there.
They're famous
Jean-Paul
for collaborating
Gaultier.
With people, yeah?
Pardon? I love Jean-Paul Gaultier. I love him.
Melissa, the brand, are famous for collaborating with people, yeah? They'll bring Diffusion every year.
Yeah, so I had Vivienne Westwood little gumboots.
Are you joking? Aww. How much did they cost?
I don't think they were prohibitive.
So still pay them off?
Yeah. I think maybe about $200.
For a pair of gumboots?
Yeah. But they were cute.
Out on the farm.
Not that I ever
but
went
they
there.
Were, but they were cute.
Yeah.
$200, you'd hope they were bloody cute, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I
you'd actually like them to do some chores around the house for you.
Yeah.
Robot shoes, just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, look, don't shoe shame Penny.
Shoe shame.
I'm not gonna go
how about Crocs then, eh? Crocs.
People hate Crocs. People hate them. People like families will turn on each other about Crocs.
I had to wear Crocs for 4 years of my life.
Had to.
I had to.
You could have left the job.
I could have left the job. Would have.
I had to kill people for 4 years.
I did. It was part of my uniform, and I had to wear Crocs.
Uniform? And where were you working? Rainbow's End?
No, I'll tell you off air. And I have quite large feet.
McDonald's.
And so I would trip over them all the time. You feel like a duck.
They do look really weird. But I didn't realise that they started out because they were purported to have medical benefits. Were they really comfortable?
Like the Birkenstock,
similar. They are comfy. But yeah,
still sweaty though.
So let me just need to be clear on this. So you have gone ahead and bought $200 Vivienne Westwood gumboots.
Yeah.
But you've never even tried on a pair of Crocs.
No.
Such are the machinations
isn't
of fashion.
Isn't the world weird, everybody? Don't you think? Yeah. Hi, caller.
Oh, hi, just a little fashionista update. Does anyone remember Mikey rocking, when we were talking about mesh, the Jean-Paul Gaultier very tight-fitting sort of boiled wool T-shirts?
Yeah, hard out.
These,
yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. They look great in those, don't you think?
They're pretty hot. Now, they were not cheap, Mikey.
No, they were not. No, there was a period of my life where I was corralled into purchasing clothing that pretty much stole a day of my every day, once a week. Was spent hand washing ridiculously expensive clothes that lasted about a week and a half. But I really like that Gaultier top you're talking about, man.
The other thing.
Thanks. Can I say this? Thanks for remembering.
Oh, look, I'll never forget it. I had one.
That's a great Jean-Paul Gaultier sunglasses, too.
I had the yellow one.
Oh, the yellow top that was like an American dollar bill or something like that?
No, it was some sort of medieval battle scene.
Yeah, see, that's what we're into back in those days, eh?
You remember that one?
Back nowadays there's all this weird sort of MMA t-shirt stuff that says Notoria De Valera.
$900 at Zambezi, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were $900 at Zambezi.
Yes, but the other thing is jellies. I remember them in the '70s, the very late '70s, being rocked at the Mount Rascal Grammar School by some girls. So.
Really? But so what you're saying there, late '70s, you're saying that perhaps...
I'd say 79.
Really? Well, Penny's saying they weren't even invented until 1982. So you're suggesting that Mount Roskill was the hub of this worldwide phenomenon?
Yes. Maybe they recycled them out of plastic bottles.
I think there's, they were the type of shoe you could buy at Power Rubber.
Yeah, I think they were around, it's just that they weren't kind of fashioned.
Yeah, you'd wear them to the Sunset Rock Concert in Albert Park sort of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Butter Bullets a little bit earlier than that, I suppose, and Commando M's a little bit later. Jandals and
Butter Bullets, you're definitely 60s, 70s, though, eh?
So how long have you been wearing Crocs for, anyway?
Me, Crocs? No, I'm in the Birkenstocks.
Oh, you're in the Birkenstocks. See, my brother Birkenstocks the shit out of it as well, and he's it makes me look at him sometimes like he's running a commune in Sweden or something. But do they have medical benefits? Is that what you say?
They're very, very, very. No, I'm a chef, so you've got to wear them.
What happens if you drop boiling oil on the top of your foot?
They fill up.
Oh. With boiling oil.
No. I don't know. I've never done that.
And you go, I've dropped oil on my foot. And then the chef goes, get back to work. And you go, yes, chef.
They are their kitchen shoes and hospital shoes. A lot of
Birkenstock, are they?
No, sorry, yeah. I'm talking about Crocs now.
Oh, I was going to say hospital shoes. They would be known as hospital shoes.
Yeah, a lot of on-call doctors and nurses wear Crocs.
Is that right?
Well, it's just in case they have to get it.
Hey, but we've just seen some really amazing news to hand. It's just come in off the Melissa website.
So we're looking at the Melissa website, which is kind of like an infinite scroll Tumblr type deal.
They weren't doing that while they were doing their segment on the radio show, guys.
We're looking at the Melissa shoes.
This is it's topical. And one of the inspirational quotes that the Melissa website has on it is, "Girls can wear pants and be awesome." And that's credited... That's credited to Lord. I'm sure she probably said that in a much better context, but taken out of context, that's pretty...
Oh, my God.
Come on, Melissa.
I love Lord, eh? North Shore.
Represent.
Yeah. She's right. She's right, though. She's absolutely right.
Yes. Sarah's wearing pants, and she's awesome.
Oh, guys.
Hold on, just a look.
Pants.
Yeah, no, awesome.
Pants.
Pants? Alessandra, pants?
Sorry,
pants
to
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, having said that, if you had put on some pants...
Would I be more awesome?
I think so. Yeah,
I don't know. I think we might have to ask Lord.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants.
You're awesome.
Anyone?
Anyone? Bit of a pause there.
So this report on good question. What happened to Virus?
Oh, actually, I met the guy from Virus the other day. I think you can still buy T-shirts and stuff online.
No, we used to be push. We got into Virus. It was very unorthodox for a metal band to be into Virus.
Oh yeah, I loved
time.
Virus.
Oh, we did. I love Virus. I got a great acid, like LSD acid. Virus top that they made once, it's just freak.
Their prints are amazing. I had that. I should probably do some research and then come back and tell, but I had that had a really cool reversible dress because they were really big into reversible, and one side was black and the other side was red. It's amazing.
Just these memories just keep on coming, don't they?
Memories.
What occasion would you wear the black? Maybe funeral, but what about red?
Well, it was quite wedding? Bright red. No, I just used to wear it to gigs.
Just gigs?
Yeah.
Just whatever.
That's pretty young. Just
gigs, you know, down the dairy.
Down the dairy with my docks.
Crocs.
Yeah, my dock crocs.
All right. Look, so there we've done jellies. That's jellies done.
Jellies done.
All right.
Yep.
Next week, who knows where it's going to go next week? It could be stovepipes, could be winkle pickers, could be cock rings. Join us for more Fashion with Penny Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.